My guest at this time is Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer, a Republican representing Anne Arundel County. We've spoken to him many times about the definition of marriage debate in the state of Maryland. Last year, by a huge surprise to many people, the State Assembly of Delegates voted against the idea of legalizing same-sex marriage. That was after the state Senate, which was expected to be a tougher hurdle, approved it. This year, the effort by same-sex marriage supporters started in the House of Delegates, and late last week, they got their way by a vote of 72 to 67, and now the state Senate takes it up. Opponents say if it does pass the Senate, they'll be ready with a referendum for Maryland voters to have the final say on this come November. And Delegate Dwyer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you again for having me. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be with you and to be able to speak to your audience.
Thank you, sir, very much for that. Last year, of course, we saw the House of Delegates provide the hurdle that the same-sex marriage supporters couldn't clear. The same delegates are in office. What changed?
Well, the thing that changed this year was the support of the governor's office and the unlimited amount of resources that the governor has at his disposal. And, you know, it was very, very disappointing on Friday to watch the votes literally melt away within the final hours of the vote. Because up until 3:30 in the afternoon, we clearly were in a position of leadership. We had the votes that we needed to defeat the bill. And then literally within an hour and a half before the final vote was called, those votes began to erode away because, I believe, of promises and commitments that were made by the governor and his staff to members of my own team. And that's really the hard part. You know, it's one thing to lose an issue because you simply lost it. But in this case, it was betrayal of friends and colleagues. I'm a member of the Republican Party here in Maryland, and two of the votes that were cast against us were from Republicans, and the third and final vote that was cast against me and us, the citizens of the state of Maryland, was by a Democrat delegate from Prince George's County who has worked with me for the last year on this issue, and literally we shared every piece of information we had. And when I got the rumor that she was potentially being bought off, I didn't believe it. I absolutely did not believe it. And an hour and a half before the final vote, she personally came to me and told me that she had made a deal and that she had to vote for the bill. And she was the final deciding vote, and the rest is history. The problem with that for me is that, you know, when you have confidence and trust in somebody to the point that you've built it over a year-long work together, to then have that knife stuck in your back was just really devastating. And it wasn't so much that I felt bad about losing the battle. It was that I was betrayed by my friends, and that was a heartbreaking issue.
Delegate Dwyer, any specifics on what either the members of your own party or the Prince George's County delegate were offered and accepted?
At this point, we really don't. You know, down here and in politics in general, it all floats to the surface eventually. And eventually we'll know what went on and what the deal was. But for now, in regards to the citizens of Maryland in this issue, we're beginning right now to organize and launch the petition and referendum effort here in the state of Maryland. Within the next couple weeks, that information will become publicly available. And I really have confidence in the voters in the state of Maryland that there's roughly 3.5 million people that I represent in Maryland that are opposed to same-sex marriage. Rest assured, there are about 5.5 million people total. But I'm confident that roughly 3.5 million of those people are opposed to same-sex marriage, and that we will be victorious when the issue goes before Maryland citizens.
Just to backtrack a little bit before we talk in more detail about the referendum effort, Delegate Dwyer, you mentioned being betrayed by friends. There were some stories in the press that the actual establishment, Republican Party, at least certain elements of it, were actively involved in promoting the legalization of gay marriage. I saw one story in which at least one delegate was offered the chance to have a one-on-one meeting with former Vice President Cheney, who has long been quietly in favor of same-sex marriage given his daughter's sexual orientation. What can you tell us about the veracity of reports like that?
We not only have heard that story, I also know for a fact that our former governor, Republican Bob Ehrlich, met with the Log Cabin Republicans as their keynote speaker at a recent event. The Log Cabin Republicans are the homosexuals within the Republican Party. And again, that was very, very disheartening. There are people within our party who have worked against us, and that is very, very disappointing given the fact that The reason I'm a member of the Republican Party is because of the views of the party that tend to be conservative when it comes to not only fiscal issues, but also social issues as well.
You mentioned that obviously you're gearing up for the referendum fight. Last year, of course, the state Senate was supposed to be the big hurdle. It still hasn't weighed in on this and sent it to the governor yet. Do you have any hope that the Senate will decide differently than the House?
There is a possibility. You know, I'm somebody that believes in miracles, and we saw one last year on the House floor. The same scenario could take place on the Senate floor, but I'm not as optimistic as I was last year. And that's because last year the votes were counted in the Senate. The bill clearly passed there by a comfortable margin, and I'm concerned that that'll happen again this year.
You mentioned that the signature drive will begin shortly here. What is the threshold you need to meet to get this on the ballot?
We need about 57,000 signatures. We hope to turn in somewhere around 150,000 to 200,000 signatures. And I believe with the help of the church and a number of people that have expressed their position on this issue to our office, I believe we will be successful with the number of signatures that we need. I believe the issue will be on the ballot, and I believe the citizens of Maryland will overturn the legislative action that took place this past week.
Well, certainly a lot of dramatic developments in the last few days. We'll see where it goes from here. Delegate Dwyer, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you, sir. Maryland Delegate Donald Dwyer, Republican, represents Anne Arundel County in the Maryland House of Delegates. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.